3:11 o'clock.
Oh, hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Phony First.
Yeah, Rodney.
All right, how are you doing today, Miss Michelle?
The other day you said somebody's going to call me. I told Sarah, and Sarah said you never even told her that I needed a maid. She had no idea. She would have got me somebody if you would have told her. I don't know why you didn't tell her.
No, I did. I actually did. I talked to everyone here in the company.
She said she didn't know nothing about it. She would have found me somebody. She would have known. But by the time I called her, it was too late. I told Rocky about it. I don't know why he's not doing his job.
Let me see here.
You never told anybody about it. Well, she told me she had no idea that I did an age for yesterday. She had no idea. Well, she would have found me somebody.
I don't mind.
Now I'm not going to have no reason to be either. It's the first day you see me blow myself, I guess. Yesterday I was blow myself all day. And Saturday
But Mason is there today?
Yes, she's here today, yes.
Okay.
But she's not going to be here Friday, and Saturday and Sunday I'm not going to have their buddy. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday they're going to be by myself. For 3 days. I can't be by myself for 3 days. I need somebody to take my trash out on Saturday. And accept my meal on the outside of my house.
Okay, and you just said that Mason will make it on Friday, right?
She won't be here Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
They need somebody for 3 days. And the same person. I don't want somebody different for each day.
That really, see that Sarah has been working on that part. Let me check something out. I mean, because I didn't have this Friday noted here. Friday.
I really need somebody, the same person for each day, instead of somebody different for each day. I can't handle somebody for different personalities, if people do different things, I don't get along with the same person. I have anxiety and I have no patience. It's hard for me when they don't want to get off the chair. These young girls, the 19-year-old youth, they sent me. She was sleeping on my couch the whole time. I didn't want to say anything. She didn't want to get up off the couch. I would do everything. I would do the cooking, everything. I would vacuum, go do everything. But she didn't want to do nothing. Mason does everything. I like Mason.
Okay. And have you heard anything about Katie so far?
I said, Katie's not working for your company. And Demaya, when I had her, 19 years old, she was on the phone cursing, at it. Really, I couldn't watch my TV because she's a Muslim. I don't care about Muslims. But when they're praying five times, I can't watch my TV, I can't listen to music, I can't do nothing while they're praying. And it takes for an hour, like just an hour for five times. They lose all the hours. I'd rather have somebody closer to my own age, if at all possible.
Okay, so wrapping up here, I have that this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you have no help. You need help with the same person every day for this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
They have to know how to cook. I mean, I will do the cooking perhaps, but I trust you cleaned up that morning.
Okay, can we discuss that part as well so we don't miss anything regarding the duties? Yeah, regarding the duties that you need help with.
Will we tell you what I need help with?
Yeah. I'm like documenting everything so I don't miss anything. You are highlighting, last time that we had a conversation, you highlighted on the cooking. But, I mean, can you please explain a little more of the things?
I'm going to tell you, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I can cook if I have to. But I'd rather have somebody who knows how to cook. I take a shower on my own. They don't have to shower me. I'm not bed down. I walk around and do everything as much as I can. They hardly have to do anything. All I have to do is cook and take my trash out and check my meal. And that's only once a week. I take my trash out of it once a week. Right housekeeping. Very light housekeeping. My farm is very tiny. And it's spotless clean and a speck of dust. That's what the aides like to work with me because they don't have to worry about touching anything. Because everything's spotless. Because I've seen her recently, but she's the age don't want to do it.
Okay. Do you need help with laundry or something?
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to have to do it once every 2 days.
Okay.
That's not something I have to do all the time. I got to check my mail on the outside of my house. I got to be able to cook. I got to be able to help me take a shower and to blow dry my hair. Not that they're a hairdresser, but I can't wear my hair with frizzy like that. I used to be able to do it myself.
Okay. Do you need help, like, with moving around? I mean, do you have issues with your mobility?
No, I walk around pretty good myself.
Okay,
I need anybody. Their job is very easy for the store. That's why they want to work with me.
Okay, you need help with errands, like shopping or something?
Well, no, my son does go to shopping. He shops once a week. They're not allowed to have my card. The agency won't let them have my debit card because it's still.
Okay, and do you need help, in this case, for the caregivers to come, I mean, give you some company when you go to your appointments?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay, so I'm wrapping up, cooking. You need help showering, empty your trash can, like cleaning, laundry, like every now and then, I mean, when you need it, and company for your appointments. That will wrap up, like, what you need.
And I have to be able to communicate with me. I don't like when they don't talk to me. They're on the phone talking all the time, arguing with. And they don't want to talk to me. They turn the back on me. I have nobody to talk to. I'm by myself all the time. I have no family, I have nobody. I like to talk, have communication with somebody.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. So I enter all the duties right here for Sarah to have it advised when she'll find you someone. Next, so far, is there any other absence reported, like, in the future for Mason right now? Or Friday will be the only day?
Friday's the only day. And she can't work once every other Saturday. And she works only on Sunday.
Next Saturday is for Ace Mason's, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I guess I have everything I need. I'm going to report this to Sarah. My apologies regarding yesterday. I mean, I wasn't aware, or maybe I skipped that part when we had a conversation because I didn't know. Mason has my number, and I was able to text her, but Mason didn't reply me back about that, like being off or anything. So I guess that there must be any type of gap between communication from her, you, and me. I don't know, but my apologies on that. I'm instructing Sarah about the duties that you just provided me. And, yeah, we'll be in touch. I really appreciate you calling me back and reminding me of this and letting me know about Friday detail. And, yeah, I hope we get along with this any further, okay?
Okay, I hope you don't leave me by myself Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I'm pushing Sarah to find someone, okay, because I know that we're getting close to the limit, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You're going to call me, right?
Yeah, I really expect to. As soon as Sarah has someone, I am tempted to give you a call.
Okay, thank you. And I'll be expecting your phone, but I'll keep in touch with you also, but before the end of the day.
No problem, man. I'll be advised.
Okay, thank you so much, Ronnie. Have a good day.
You too, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
And goodbye.